producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. Hey.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is 855-993-7756. I think I'm a little far away from the microphone. I apologize for that. I didn't mean to be hard to hear, obscure. Hopefully you all had a... hopefully you all are just feeling fat and lazy today as a result of Thanksgiving. I mean, the only thing that I really missed, I think it's the third or fourth year that I've actually gone to a restaurant with friends for Thanksgiving, and I'm kind of mixed about it. I mean, when I'm there, it seems like a great idea because you don't have to clean the house, you don't have to clean up afterwards. But then on Thanksgiving evening or Friday lunchtime, there are no leftovers.
Wow.
And cold turkey is the best. I actually, a bunch of years ago, went with a bunch of like 30 people, and we all went out to this restaurant in Greenwich Village, and they gave us a little, they gave us a cold turkey sandwich when we left. So we had our very own leftovers. I thought that was pretty cool.
Nice.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. So I am suffering from no turkey, and my sister called up. She said, "Well, are you having a Ross?" And I said, What's a Ross? She said, "What's cold turkey and cranberry sauce and dressing?" And I said, "That's not a Ross. That's a leftover turkey sandwich." She said, "Well, I thought they invented it on Friends." And I said, "No, people have been eating that since Adam and Eve."
So. Since the beginning of time.
Yes. And that and fruitcake, the same thing. The same fruitcake. Everybody knows there have only been 50 fruitcakes made in the history of the universe, and all of them are still circulating. None of them have even one bite out of them. I actually like fruitcake. Which I probably should not say because everybody will send me their old fruitcakes.
A bunch just of different renditions of it.
Yeah, just add rum. It's okay. All right, so a bunch of things. So I was on the train lot, and because, you know, I live in the city where the Macy's Parade happens, there are we're just inundated with kids, you know, for the bands. And they're all on the train, and they're all having a great time. And because they're all that age, they're all talking, you know, really loud. Because I think part of that age is just, I don't remember it so much, but maybe that's because I was, you know, if you're involved in it, you don't necessarily observe it. But kids talking really loud to make sure everybody knows that they're there. So I have noticed that about kids, not even when they're on their phones. But one of my favorite conversations was there were these seven or eight kids, and they're not paired off. Like we used to be, that either you were all with girls, all with boys, or you're paired off. This one is not. They had an even number of, they were like gangs, but not bad gangs, just sort of clots of kids. I just made up a new term. And so one of the little girls is saying, "Hey, dude, you want to come with me to get my nose pierced?" And one of the kids said, "Well, did you get permission to do that?" And the kid says, "Now I'm not sitting particularly near them, but this is of course fascinating to me." And the kid said, "Well, yeah, my dad said okay." And then she said, "He was really, really inebriated." And four of the kids said, "Well, then you got permission."
So, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Some things never change. Get your dad really loaded and ask if you can have your nose pierced. So that was my run-in with TN. Did you go out on Black Friday? Did you go shopping?
No, I actually had to work for most of Black Friday, which I think was probably a good thing for me because...
Apparently the statistics are that Black Friday did even better this year than it did last.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. That people went out. I mean, first of all, I think on the day itself, but there were around here, there were Black Friday specials that started basically right after Halloween. I mean, they've been going on for a week. But I have a friend who sort of texted me, and she said she'd gotten a $165 rolling piece of luggage for $15.
Hmm. Pretty
so
sweet.
But she did it actually online.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a growing thing now. I think a lot of people are just saying, you know what, I'm not going to go out and deal with the madness. I'm just going to sit on my computer and do all this.
Well, I had to be out because I was there was a screen. There were a couple of screenings and a play that I had to go see last Friday, but trying like crazy to avoid stores.
Yeah.
Not my favorite time of the year to be anywhere near a store, but I mean, we're just about winding up the movies. I think there are 27 movies or something that open this week. And there are a bunch that open on Christmas Day, but I think within the next week or so, I will have seen all the movies that opened this year, that will have opened this year. So check out, yeah, drjoy.com. Shane is helping put them up, I think, at some point. All right, so one of the things that I wanted to chat about a little bit today, because I did an interview early this morning, and you saw that Ray Rice is reinstated.
Yeah,
they listed his band. He doesn't have a team to play for at this moment. That'll be interesting to see if anybody picks him up. Mm-hmm. My guess is they probably will, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think somebody. There's been some rumors of, I think, like Indianapolis is kind of rumored to be interested in him. You'll probably see a team that's contending and looking for
struggling. Yeah, struggling a little bit. And then the big story today was on the Today Show today and tomorrow. That the wife, Janae, has gone on with her mom to talk about the fact that this only happened once. And so I did an interview early this morning on The Answer. And the questions were actually, John Gambling is a friend of mine. He and I have worked together for years and years. And he's really smart, and he cares about things like this. So he asked really intelligent questions like, why? You know, why do you think she said this? And I said, well, one of three things is true. That either, in fact, this is the first time it happened, so that's a true story. Second is that it's not true, and although she's trying to convince herself it's true. The third is that it's not true, and she knows very well it's not true. So, statistically, it's unlikely that this was the first time. And the question that no one's asked her, apparently, is not did this happen before, but has this happened since?
Yeah.
And as I said at the time, one of the things that was particularly upsetting to me about it was not only that he decked her. Because, look, I think everybody can lose their temper once. I really do think that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But sort of the callous disregard of dragging her by her feet and watching her head bash on the floor, and not even checking to make sure she was okay. I mean, people have tempers. People make mistakes, as Janae said. But I think the first thing you do when you make a mistake is go, oh, my God, what did I just do? And you lean down and you say, I'm sorry, and you make sure the person isn't dead.
Well, especially in this case when, I mean, he pretty much knocked her out.
He decked her. I mean, she was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then to drag her out, banging her head. I mean, not kneeling down to make sure she's okay. I mean, he's certainly big enough to have picked her up. So the first question is, do I think this is the first time it happened? Who knows? I mean, statistically, as I said, the first time that you walk over the line is the hard one. The second time is a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to guess, I would guess probably not. Not to mention that both of their responses to it. I mean, the first thing, I suppose anybody can get hit once, but to get hit the second time, you have to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only way to stop abuse is to get out and both of you get some help. And one of the things I said to John this morning is that no man in America ever feels good about hitting a woman. It's just, it's not one of those things, well, I really showed her who's boss. I mean, the part of the society is that you don't hit women, period.
Right.
And so that if you're really looking, if you're saying, well, it's because I love him, one of the things you can do is get out so it doesn't happen again. Because every time he hits you, he's going to feel worse about not only you, but himself, not to mention kids and role models and whatever. All right, so that was issue number one. Issue number two is why she would have remained silent. And I mean, one of the really alarming things about the interview was she said, well, you know, he knows better than that. Well, clearly he didn't. I mean,
you know.
And whatever she thought he knew has since not been the case. And I, you know, couples make deals all the time that none of us are privy to. But the fact that, and she's now saying, well, the NFL kind of kept her quiet and muzzled her this whole time. Well, clearly a statement of a woman who's very used to being, you know, pushed around by, you know, powerful men. I mean, I don't know what her statements actually mean in this context. They really don't make any sense to me. So, listen, maybe it's an important thing to talk about today. It's not on Facebook, but listen, call up. Let's have a dialogue about this. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-347-2410. That's 800-347-2410. 800-347-2410. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Jordan.
Okay,
we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-37569. I thought we should, not to rain on everybody's parade, but to talk about domestic violence a little bit today, in that Janae Rice, Ray Rice's wife, say that with a mouthful of teeth, is on the Today Show today and tomorrow talking about her relationship and clearly doing some at least we'll call it public relations and leave it at that. and is certainly creating somewhat of a I guess a storm. I really think it is, and I think justifiably so. Manny, tell people what you were talking about just before, you know, when we took the break, and I said, let's talk about it on the air.
Well, I think you know, in the first segment, you raise an interesting question. Is not even so much, is this the first time, you know, was this the first time that this happened, but how many times, if at all, has it happened since? You know, and you know, especially when you consider, you know, this guy, he this whole thing comes into light. Then we see the video of what happens in the elevator. He gets suspended. You know, then the Ravens release him. So essentially, you have a guy who his personal life, personal issue with his wife, came into the limelight, and then he loses his job, essentially.
And so who are we going to blame for that?
Right, exactly. And so, you know, you have to wonder, you know, where his mindset is behind closed doors as all this stuff is going on, and, you know, the anger and everything, and has it picked up again and that sort of thing, you know?
Well, I think your point's well taken. One of the things that John asked me this morning over the period of a relatively lengthy interview is, he said, because I've been on the Mayor's Commission Against Domestic Violence for a decade, and he said, statistically, what's going on? Has domestic violence increased or decreased? And I said, well, I'm not sure I can tell you exactly what the most current statistics are, but we know that certain things affect domestic violence. For example, a depressed economy, because when men lose their jobs and money is an issue, they tend to have shorter fuses. And yeah, we can say that there's a certain percentage of domestic violence that's perpetuated against men, but it's largely men against women. And so, as you point out, that you know, losing your job is certainly one of the triggers for domestic violence.
Yeah.
Having lost your job publicly is a trigger.
Right.
John also asked me about the fact that Janae's mom was with her, which, and I said, oh, great, John, you're going to let me take one for the team on this, right? Which raises the question of, was this an atmosphere in which she grew up, and you know, was mom a part of this as well? And I told him a story when, you know, working on the Mayor's Commission, at one point when we were setting up a family justice center, we needed some volunteers to man it, because we were trying to have it manned 24/7. And I had a friend who was very high up in the hierarchy. She was basically a vice president at a large multinational bank. And so, you know, I was telling her about you know, trying to get an organization involved, and she said that she was, you know, she wanted to be involved with that. And then she confessed to me that she had been in a 10-year marriage, including domestic violence, where she would routinely be beaten. Now, here's a woman who's very well educated, very powerful, very wealthy, very white. So the notion that this only happens to certain people under certain circumstances is ridiculous. It's just not true. And I think that the NFL has not done a very good job of saying this is not acceptable, not only in the league, but if you've been convicted of a felony that you can't play. That, you know, that football, in some ways more than baseball, is the great American pastime. And that baseball certainly doesn't have this taint of violence around it in much the same way. Hockey maybe a little bit, but certainly football is viewed as the most violent of popular American sports,
right,
with the possible exception of boxing.
Mm-hmm.
But boxing obviously involves much fewer people, and it's at least it. You know, I hate boxing. I know what happens to your brain when somebody hits you on your chin. I mean, I've literally seen the effects of it. But it's a different. At least it doesn't pretend to be something it's not. It's just violent. The whole point is to knock somebody out,
mm-hmm.
To wound them grievously. And in football, in theory, that's not at least the primary goal. So, you know, it's just this whole thing is just so upsetting.
And you figure in the popularity that football
yeah.
is at right now, too. It just puts
yeah, exactly.
everything in the forefront.
All right, so here, the number of American troops killed in Afghanistan and Iraq between 2001 and 2012, all right, that's a decade, mm-hmm. was 6,488. The number of American women who were murdered by current or ex-male partners during that time was 11,766, almost double the amount.
My
during
goodness.
A war.
Wow.
A war. a war, folks.
Wow.
Women are more likely to be victims of intimate partner violence, 85% of domestic abuse being women, 15% men. That the number of women who are murdered every day by a current or former male partner in the U.S., would you like to guess? It's three.
Wow.
Every day. Three. Every day.
Mm.
The number of women who have experienced physical intimate partner violence in their lifetimes, 38 million.
That's unheard of. I mean, it's just...
The number of women in the U.S. who experience physical violence by an intimate partner every year, 4 million. Almost 5 million. The number of women murdered by men they knew in 2011, 1,509. 926 were killed by an intimate partner. 264 were killed by an intimate partner during an argument. Every minute, 20 people are victims of intimate partner violence. The number of women killed by men in domestic disputes since 2003 is 18,000.
Gosh, some of this stuff just leaves you speechless.
I mean, 18,000, and that's 11 years.
Wow.
The number of women who will be victims of severe violence by an intimate partner in their lifetime is 1 in 4. I think the second, for women under the age of, I think it's either 25 or 30, the second major cause of death is domestic violence preceded only by car accidents.
Mm.
Men who are exposed to domestic violence as children are 3 to 4 times more likely to perpetrate intimate partner violence as adults than men who did not. Well, I'm surprised it's as low as 3 to 4 times. I would have guessed more than that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now if you can't look at it from a human point of view, look at it from an economic point of view. The number of paid work women lose every year because of the abuse perpetrated, the number of days perpetrated against them, is 8 million days of work.
Wow. I mean, it just puts everything
into perspective. It just goes on and on. And,
yeah.
And the idea is, and I mean, the problem is that, and I think it's easy to blame Janae and say, you know, how could you do this? Well, I mean, look, this has been going on for a while. She's got a husband out of work. Do I think there was some serious pressure applied? Yeah, I do. It would be surprising if it wasn't. But it's very easy to blame the victim here. And to a certain extent, you can say even... I mean, we've got a system that really allows and to a certain extent, perpetrates this. I mean, she's on the Today Show. Let's talk about domestic violence a little bit. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Aaron, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey.
Hi, Aaron.
What's up?
What's on your mind?
Not much. There's kind of one thing I do want to discuss is, like, for instance, if you have a certain condition that would affect your development or anything like that, if there was a cure for it, would you take that chance or not?
The chance to cure what?
So, like, to cure whatever specific issue that you have.
Well, I suppose it depends on the risk factor, doesn't it? I mean, if you view it as a problem, and somebody said, here's a way of not having that problem anymore, the question would be, what's the side effect? What's the downside to it? Because I think if somebody has a problem where they have headaches, and you said, well, you know, we can make your headache go away, the question is, at what cost? What do I have to do for it? Because if there's no cost, sure, you'd want your headache to go away. if you could get better vision and there was no downside, you'd probably want to see better. If you could be a better public speaker and there was no downside, the question is, what's the cost?
Yeah, because that's one thing I'm really excited. Like, really, if I were to take the cure for my autism spectrum disorder, like, what would be the cost?
Well, that's the question. And I mean, the thing is that autism, as you know, Aaron, is really not one thing. It's a term that describes a bunch of different kinds of behavior as well as different severities.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And I think it sounds to me that you've already figured out some ways of dealing with some of the side effects or the behavioral effects of autism. For example, being in a situation where you are really rewarded for making eye contact that would seem to me a relatively benign kind of cure. It's not really a cure, but of changing that behavior, because all it causes you is a little discomfort, and presumably what you do for yourself or someone does with you is reward that behavior. So the behavior not only changes and there's not much of a downside, but there in fact is a reward that's in addition to changing that behavior. If the issue is not rocking, that you can kind of train yourself to not do that, to think about something else, or to go take a walk, or to recite a phrase, things that have really very little kind of consequence to them in any kind of negative way. And as you undoubtedly figured out, the more you do positive things, the more positive you feel about yourself. So it becomes self-perpetuating in a positive way rather than undermining in a negative way. Now, somebody said, well, we're going to operate on your brain. That might be a little more problematical because, among other things, that surgery has its own risks associated with it. Aaron, do you know about the flashing lights and things of that sort, the glasses that you can wear that have bursts of light? Are you familiar with that?
I'm not quite sure, because, I mean, all I know is I have surgical values because of my limited peripheral vision, with my vision, I have no depth perception, so...
Well, this is a different kind of thing. This is not so much for vision, although your point's well taken. This is the idea that autism, that people who are autistic have brains that are wired somewhat differently than people who are not autistic. So the idea of wearing having flashing lights that basically hit your retina, which is basically brain tissue, is that you can kind of reboot in some ways, perhaps reprogram your brain, and seems to work. Nothing works on everybody, but it seems to work on some people. It also works on some other kind of brain functionings. So that may be something to look into, and that one would seem to me a good example of something that essentially has no downside except, and I think it's not even a very expensive doohickey. But I think that's the question, Aaron, that there's a play that was written called I'm trying to remember the name, because it's a takeoff on the Wagner opera, Something of the Gods, except this is called, at any rate, it's called Of the Golds, and the idea is that she's pregnant, and would she, if she knew that the child was going to be born, I don't think it was autistic, but would she go ahead and through the pregnancy or not? Twilight of the Golds, that's what it's called. The Wagner opera is Twilight of the Gods. My brain works just a little slower sometimes. So what have you and your friends decided about this, Aaron?
Well, I mean, we haven't been able to discern much. Like, with how I've been lately, at times, things happen off and on. Like for instance, like, certain week ago, I ended up having a bit of a crying episode really bad, and as far as I've gotten to this point, at some point I'm going to have to call my therapist again, because it's gotten to the point where I need to get more ideas to address the problems are associated with my condition.
Well, that's great. But I mean, well, that's a great example, Aaron, of doing something that deals with the fallout from this, the consequence, that doesn't have much of, nobody's asking you to walk over coals, nobody's asking you to go through surgery. You figured out that this is. I mean, it's a great example. Here's something that I can do that basically doesn't. It may cost a little out of my pocket, but doesn't. It doesn't point out. It doesn't present much of a risk and has a huge benefit. And I think that's how we evaluate any of our choices of what's the cost, what's the benefit, and what's, you know, where's the ratio. And in this particular case, you're saying this is something that worked in the past. It's something that I feel comfortable with, that I have some sense will be effective. And here's the specific goal that I have, and here's the specific need I have. And I think that's exactly how all of us need to evaluate any of our choices of what does it cost me, what's the likelihood of being successful, and how great is the need. And that's exactly how to do it.
Yeah, and it's other than that. I mean, a lot of time for people that may not know this, as I said, with certain issues like mine, there's not really a cure or kind of way as much of managing it, unless there's, like, you know, specific therapies. But even then, there's not really, how can I put this? There's not specific therapies that are determined to be the best. There are only certain effective therapies that could work with some of the problems.
Well, but that's true of any. I think that's true of anything, Aaron. That basically what you're trying to do is figure out what's likely to work, and not everything works on everybody. And sometimes the cost is too great, and sometimes the problem isn't significant enough to warrant the attention. I mean, there are all sorts of different criteria, but I think you're thinking about it in exactly the right way of what's the problem. What do I think a possible solution is, and what am I willing to do with it? And I think your example is an excellent one. If I'm having some problems now that I'm not looking to cure per se, but I'm looking to get some relief, so I'm going to go back into therapy. And I think that's exactly the way to think about it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you called, Aaron. Good luck.
Yep.
855-99-DR-JOY. Andrew, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I don't know if you remember. You and I talked back a while ago. You had something on Facebook about your most favorite childhood memory.
Okay.
And I had called you about my grandfather's boat.
Right.
And you had asked if we knew if it was still alive because it was put in the waters in the 1980s.
Right.
And you had said something about doing the research.
Right.
Well, as of Thanksgiving, I did find the boat.
Wow.
It is actually in Maine right now. I actually just got off the phone with the boatyard talking about the boat. It had actually given them a little history on the boat.
Wow.
And it's still alive to this day and running, and it's actually up for sale right now.
Are you thinking about buying it?
Not for $29,500.
Oh, dear. How much did it cost originally?
I'm sure it was probably pretty expensive.
Yeah, boats are,
it was built in the 80s. And, yeah. You know, in Massachusetts, as you know, that was, you know, unheard of in the early 80s to build a boat from scratch.
Yeah. And the materials probably cost more than that. Not to mention the man hours. Yeah, Andrew, listen, maybe we should put you on hold and figure out, you know, I mean, $29,000 is not nothing, but maybe let's put you on hold. Let's talk about this a little bit. You've just got the seafaring part of my piracy involved. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we were talking with Andrew about his grandfather's handmade boat, and he tracked it down, and it's for sale for $29,000, and I'm saying, you know, depending on the shape of the boat, that might be a great deal, although ships are defined as a hole in the water through which you pour money. So I understand that. But, I mean, that's probably a great deal, as I said, depending on what shape it's in and the motor and things of that sort. But it may be that this is a time of year where boats, you know, are going to have to be stored. So maybe you could make a you know, a better deal on it. You know, I wouldn't give up on it. Maybe the whole family could get together and buy shares in it. I don't know how many people that you have that might be interested in it, but I don't know that I would give up on it quite so soon. And, you know, because that's what they're asking doesn't necessarily mean that that's what they're going to get for it. So don't give up on it if it's something that you really want. We've got Andrew back there, huh? We lost him for a minute. All right, so Andrew, you're hearing. I didn't know that you. We got you back. But I'm saying,
no, I'm sorry. I had another phone call.
That's all right. Hang up on me. It's all right. I'm whining. All right, I'm telling Santa Claus, though. All right, so I was just saying, look, that first of all, because he's asking $29,000, doesn't mean he'll get $29,000.
Oh, yeah.
One.
That I definitely know, but it was just,
it was stocking
nice
amount of money.
To find the boat after...
Yeah.
We sold it in the late 80s, and we didn't know where it went after
How much
that.
Did you sell it for? Do you remember?
No. I mean, I was just a baby when he sold it. I mean, I was only 3 when he put it in the water.
You may be able to track it down. But how many family members would be interested in this boat, would you say?
Probably only 2, myself and maybe my uncle, and that'd be about it.
There are no young men or women that might be interested in sailing or taking their families out or things like that?
No, I mean, unfortunately, you know, I was even young then, but a lot of people don't remember the boat. And
well, but I'm
with
but,
his
but
death,
look,
it would be too hard on a lot of the family members.
Well, because what I was thinking is maybe you could sell shares in the boat. And, for example, if you could get, 10 people who could each come up with $2,500, my guess is if you got anywhere near that $29,000, you could probably get it, especially, you know, in December, because it's not going to be able to be put in the water till earliest, probably May and more likely June.
Yeah.
So
I think that's when we put it in the water was in May. The initial launch date in the 80s was like June 21st, I think.
Yeah. No, I if you live far enough north, I basically plant tulip sickles every year, where I plant them and then I have to replant them because I get the itch around March or April, and then we get a hard freeze and I've started all over again. But with a boat, I mean, maybe you have some friends, but sell shares in it. As I said, if you get 10 people who could each put up a little bit of money and sort of make him an offer. I mean, I don't know how much it's worth to you. It's kind of like what we were talking about with Aaron is you have to figure out what the cost-benefit ratio is. You know,
it's definitely a sentimental value to us. I mean, it's something
you have to make sure it runs. It makes an awfully large table, you know, table centerpiece. But, you know, I think about it, especially as you say, it does have, and that's why I'd say get family members involved. Instead of giving somebody something for Christmas that they don't want or don't need, give them a partial share in the boat. And for birthdays and graduations and things of that sort. So, I mean, I think it'd be really cool to own a share of a boat that my grandfather made.
But I remember when I originally called in, you had said do research, and when you find it, let me know. And I actually tried to call you Friday, but couldn't get in touch with you.
There you go.
So I figured, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call her and let her know we've actually found
it.
Well,
I think that's great. Now you have to decide what you're going to do about it. But it's great to be able to have found it. At least get pictures.
Oh, it is. And it's still from the pictures they have. It's in beautiful condition. He actually just sent me information that they had on it. He emailed me and emailed me pictures of the boat
as
it currently stands.
Yeah, I went to a couple of years ago, I went to visit a friend in Massachusetts, and we had both lived in Hull, which is a seaside town halfway between Boston and the Cape. And we went, as I said, we both had houses on Bluff Road there, and we went and saw both of them. And I sort of knocked on the guy's door, who actually knew who I was, which was pretty cool. And he let me wander through, and he'd done some wonderful things to the house. But I think it was on the market for like $750,000 or something, and I think I bought it for like $25,000 or something, but he had done some work to it. I'm not sure he's done $750,000 to it. But what he did, I had planted a tree when my daughter was born, and the tree wasn't there anymore. It got hit by lightning, and he said he'd carved it. He'd taken it down. He was going to make a table out of it. And I said, I would be willing to buy part of the wood. And he said he would, but I never got it. So although I don't know what I do with a huge piece of struck by lightning tree. But I mean, sentiment counts. I mean, having something that you planted when your daughter was born, and this is your grandfather built with his own hands. I don't know. Think about it. Maybe you'll have.
Oh,
some...
definitely. But I just wanted to call and let you know that we did find it. I remember you saying call if we found it, and we found it. I'm like, oh, I gotta call her.
That's great. Well, you know, I think it's terrific that that the internet really does allow you to do a lot of very cool things. I mean, there's some things that are horrifying, but there's some things that are really cool, like finding your grandpa's boat. So good for you, and I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for the internet, we would have probably never known the thing was still alive today.
Absolutely. That's well. At least you got the pictures. Maybe go take a field trip to Maine.
Yeah, trust me, it's been in the back of my mind.
There you go, Andrew. Listen, when you go on the field trip, see if you don't have a rich nephew or uncle or something to take with you.
Yeah, I know. I'll call up my brother.
Exactly.
Robbie, I need a loan.
No, that isn't how you start. What you say is, hey, I just thought of a great field trip. My treat. Let's go, you know, let's go to Maine for the weekend.
But
then you let him fall in love with him.
Well, and have a great week.
Thank you, Andrew. Well,
and I'll be listening to you as I always do.
Well, I appreciate that, Andrew. You know, those two calls, in theory, don't have much in common, right? Autism and grandpa's boat. But they both do. I mean, they're both really good examples of cost-benefit ratios of, you know, what is something worth to you and what is the emotional value to you? Because there are lots of different costs and lots of different benefits. So you can't necessarily do it on an auditor's spreadsheet, but you can do it. Yeah, it's one of the things as I was talking with Manny about. In the last week, I have seen 28 movies.
Which wow.
I know.
How have you had the time?
Well, I just, I don't watch television as part of it. And I had a couple of days where I didn't have a whole lot I had to do. But even for me, that was a lot. I mean, that's, and a couple of plays thrown in. And I actually do occasionally sleep and work out and do things like that and, you know, talk to human beings. But that's what, 3 or 4 a day. So it was getting to be a lot. But understanding how much the internet has changed our entire world, from watching Edward Snowden to watching Arab Spring, to it's amazing how much things have changed. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.